The Moose Jaw Pride, MJP, board held a special AGM on September 18 where the nonprofit organization's membership voted to authorize the MJP board to liquidate and dissolve the corporation. Editorial note. According to Canadian press guidelines, individuals' preferred pronouns have been used in this article. Board Chair Cole Ramsey revealed on Sunday that the MJP board learned in the early part of 2022 that the financial status of the organization needed to be investigated. The board noted that an audit has yet to be conducted, making a complete picture unavailable. Ramsey said that for the last couple of years, the board has been told that monthly financial statements could not be presented. Either the statements were delivered verbally or the accountant was still working on them, they were told. The board discovered on August 3 that no accountant has been employed by MJP since 2020, and no accounting work at all was done in 2021. The following liabilities were explained to the MJP membership. Canadian Emergency Business Account, SABA, loan, $60,000. Short-term bank loan, $30,000. Water bill for MJP property, $5,600 outstanding. Rainbow Retro unaccounted cash, at least $30,000. MJP credit card expenses, over $12,000. The dissolution and liquidation of MJP will not completely address its liabilities. Ramsey confirmed board members will be personally responsible for some of what remains. The Moose Jaw Police Service is currently investigating for potential fraud at the request of the MJP board, Ramsey reported, and they have contacted lawyers for ongoing consultation on options moving forward. Sarah Simison, executive director of the Moose Jaw Cultural Center, MJCC, offered space at the MJCC for continued support of the 2SLGBTQ+ community in Moose Jaw. Simison was a founding board member of MJP and was present along with other former officers to express support for the current board.